Hectuck and Royal Valley Basketball, Justin Fluke with you, joined by head coach Chris Brown now. The Panther boys coming off their home tournament, as well as a game last night against Riverside. Let's start with that one, and then we'll go back to the tournament, coach, because your team hungry and needing a win and got it against Riverside, holding on for the 43-41 win last night. Really your only game this whole entire week, so that had to feel good, and probably feels good to be back just getting some more practice time in this week in the gym, huh?
Sure, it was a great win. You know, obviously, when you're struggling to find wins, any win's a good win. It was not without stress, though. You know, we played a really solid three quarters and had a pretty comfortable lead going to the fourth, and then just really struggled to score the ball, and it turned into a one possession game late. But luckily, we got a stop when we needed to, and hit just enough free throws to seal the deal. So certainly happy about the win.
That's hopefully something that the confidence can be built off of as you get back into Big Seven League play now here the next few weeks with a lot of games. So I wanted to go back to your tournament a bit. We talked about Santa Fe Trail. You faced some good competition, Chapman, on Saturday. While Buncee ended up falling by just 4 points, 52-48 on Friday. It was definitely the closest game of those three. But how'd your team respond with three games in 3 days? And what did you kind of see from your team in those home tournament games?
Sure. You know, and you hit it, man. Chapman, what an improved team. They've just made strides every year and certainly, you know, had us outgunned. And actually didn't hate how we played that game. I thought we competed, you know, despite having a 30-point loss there. Same thing with Santa Fe Trail, you know, a team that's gotten better over the years. And you start recognizing the same faces, you know, at this tournament. You're like, I've seen this guy for a few years. That means he's probably, you know, been around and kind of worked his way up. So both those teams definitely had us, you know, had our number and outplayed us. So the Buncee game was a great game, you know, certainly a winnable game from our standpoint, and thought we had opportunities to win, but they made more plays than we did, specifically late in the game. And, you know, I'm not actually a believer in, some people say, like, a play in the first quarter is the same as a play in the fourth quarter. I disagree with that. You know, to me, fourth quarter plays are what win and lose games. And they just made a couple more than we did there in the fourth. So certainly a competitive game, and good to see our boys go out there and compete. But obviously disappointed we didn't get that win, which did make the Riverside win a little more sweet, knowing we had kind of a similar game. You know, both those two games very similar, came down to the wire, and we got one and we lost one. So.
Well, the other thing that stood out to me about the Riverside game is I've been listening to you talk the last couple of weeks about the defense needing to get better on that side of the court. And, you know, I mean, you're only able to score 43 against Riverside, but that was enough. I mean, talk about maybe some defensive strides that were made or some things you saw that you're going to have to continue now here the next few weeks.
Sure. You know, we've tweaked some things, and we're trying different things. And that's the first thing I told the boys in the locker room. I said, man, is it a little easier to get the win when you hold them to 41? You know, you don't have to put a lot of pressure on yourself to score 60 points to win a game. And they all agreed, you know, we rebounded better against them, didn't give up a ton of second chance stuff, which is always important for us. But more importantly, just did a solid job on not fouling and kept them off the free throw line. You know, we've been fouling way too much. So certainly things we've been working on and hope to continue to improve. But, you know, when you already are struggling, you certainly don't want to give the other team anything easy. So that's kind of one of our main emphasis. We got to stop fouling. We got to rebound the ball, do the little things, and usually that ends up okay for you.
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday at Holton at Nemahan versus Sabetha next week. So a lot of games coming up here. Coach, best of luck in those, and we'll look forward to chatting about them next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Chris Brown, head coach of the Panther boys. The Royal Valley Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital and Family Practice, located in Hoyt.